On Wednesday, Jacksonville Democratic State Senator Audrey Gibson visited Madison Manor Senior Living off of Hogan Road. 7 in 10 of its low-income residents don't have cars, a challenge when they learned in May the grocery store was closing.
It made their lives a little more difficult, and so I wanted to help with that because I could.
Many residents, especially those using wheelchairs or walkers, said they couldn't cross Beach Boulevard for the bus before the light changed. Others didn't qualify for a $6 round-trip service for the disabled or said it's too expensive. They all make under $28,000 a year. On Wednesday, JTA CEO Nat Ford unveiled his solution. Coastal Cab will pick up the seniors for $2 each way and $1 for additional riders, and they can go wherever they want within a radius expected to include at least 3 grocery stores. JTA will pick up the rest of the tab. Ford says it's cheaper than sending buses just for a few riders.
It's a win-win, so we're not literally stranding people in their neighborhoods. And at the same time, we're able to take those resources and then reallocate those to those large corridors where we may even have overcrowding situations.
Madison Manor resident Charlotte Cooper starts dancing when she hears the news.
That's the best plan for us. I can go anywhere. I have more time at the grocery store when I'm shopping. I can stop anywhere and get my nails did or whatever. Oh, I just love it.
JTA negotiations with Coastal Cab should be finalized within 6 weeks. Ford says others living in the radius will also get subsidized rides. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.